true faith. We're going to talk about some basics this morning. As a matter of fact, this is one of the basics that if you miss over it, it's an absolute, you're kind of out of touch with God. You just are not communicating. Whether it be a marriage or in a family or wherever it is, if communication breaks down, you've got a problem. And in a sense, faith is the prime root of communication, because if you have faith in someone, that sets the tone of the communique. In other words, if you have faith in our Father that He exists and that He is good and from Him come all of our blessings, then your communication naturally is of praise or worship or love or comfort or so forth. But at the same time, if you have faith, if you've known someone for 20 years and you know they're sorry, no good, they're going to let you down at every turn, you have the faith to know what your communication is going to be with them, to tell them, to encourage them, to bless them, and to help lift them up if you can, all right? We don't just bless them out and let it go at that, all right? We try to communicate, and communication is really that portrays your character and your emotions as well as our Father's emotions in return when you're dealing with His Word. And without emotion, that is to say the emotions of love, understanding, wisdom, comfort, you don't have an association with our Father because He's all of those things. And so it's imperative that you guard against any doubts by the method that He sets forth. Let's see if we can understand what that is. You all know what the faith chapter is, Hebrews chapter 11. Let's be turning there in the Word of God, because only from the Word of God can we learn those things that we do that please Him. And if you're not pleasing Him, then certainly He's not going to bless you. And I'm a student from the old school that truly believes, like in the Minor Prophets, when Father says, "Hey, I'll put holes in your bucket," I know He does it. Or He can, whereby when you try to carry something in, it's going to leak out before you get there, whether it be from one reason or another. Or He can bless you. He can cause your works to prosper and be blessed and so forth. So it's important that we have a good communication line open through prayer to our Father. Okay, chapter 11, the book of Hebrews, verse 1. Let's go with it. Now, faith is. I like that word "is" because it means this is a very interesting subject, and we're going to find out what it is here. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, they haven't come to pass yet. Your hope is an eternal existence with our Father. The evidence. Do you know what evidence is? That's proof. The evidence of things not seen. I like to take this word confidence back to the prime in the Greek and not only just translate it substance. It will carry, and it's valid to translate it deed if you want to. Do you know what a deed is? It's like an inheritance. Faith is your deed to those things hoped for, meaning you're certainly going to get it. You're certainly going to get what you've got coming to you. All right? That make you uncomfortable? It's true. You're going to get what you got coming to you. All right? And certainly, it is your deed to that. It's a guarantee. Now, we live in a generation where many people go to church. Well, Grandma did, and Grandpa did. And, well, they were this denomination before that. I guess it's all right. They all go, and they go there, and they once a week or twice a week, and you know, they say they're a Christian, so I be a Christian also, I guess. And then it comes prayer time, and one that sits in this realm, well, they all pray to God. I'm in trouble and I need help and I guess it's time to pray. I guess I will. Hey, don't waste your time, friend. If you're one of these guessy people, if you don't know, then you don't have faith, and you know what? He's not going to hear you. Oh, he'll hear you, but he's not going to answer. Now, a lot of times we just have to get this right down where the rubber meets the road. One of you has a child, and that child goes along, well, I guess that's my mama. I guess she is. I think she is. I guess that's my dad. I don't know if they're real or not, or if they're just play acting. I really don't know if they really love me. Then you as a parent, when they rebel on you, what are you going to do to them? Is it going to warm your heart to that child when you hear that? Well, certainly it's not your Heavenly Father's. That comes down on him instead of a loving child. It comes down like, hey, you really made my day, sucker. Now, our father wouldn't say that, all right? He wouldn't call you a sucker. All right? But that's really, I just want you to see what lack of faith, how joyful he receives you when you go to him in that attitude. Forget it. He doesn't want to talk to you if you're going to talk like that. And don't think he can't read your mind. He can. Well, I'd pray for this, but I know he's not going to do it anyway. Well, save yourself some time. I guarantee you he's not. Faith is to know that he exists. And if you have studied his word, especially in this generation, you know we're so blessed that we're almost spoiled with prophecies coming to pass, especially in the last 10 years, that document that this word is true, that it's absolute. When we see the prophecies of one worldism coming into existence, the new world order, exactly as our Father said it would come to pass, exactly in line, that should strengthen, and if you ever had any lack of faith, that should have blown it totally out of the water, whereby you are on solid rock, and you know that our Father is in control. We have many teachings to our young people today. Rather than to teach the actual creation, we are allowed to teach evolution in our school system, which creates a doubt automatically built in a young person's mind, if you have not taught them, that God is really real, because after all, the class says that we came from monkeys. All right? That we're really a monkey people. And there's some monkey business going on, all right? That in itself, in the system, is one of the first, not the first, but one of the first obstacles placed in the minds of people. And it is so silly. Because for anything such as evolution to be a reality, this is one of the reasons we go out, we do documentaries on fossils, on ancient writings, and so forth. And all the remains we find, monkey is still a monkey, man is still a man, a snail that is 4 million years old still looks exactly like a snail today. And for evolution to be a possibility, it would have to be an eternal process, everlasting. In other words, you would have to have half monkey, half man walking around today as the little amoeba comes from the water, and it's a non-ending birth into what we are. It isn't there. But that doubt is placed through a satanic system into the minds of your children. And that's why faith is so important. That you get back to basics and have that deed in your hand. And don't you be one of these people that can be shook around real easy. Some high-flying teacher can come along and give you a few verses and a few chapters and a little one-line Charlie here and there and have you believing something that is contrary to the Word of God. How do you know whether it is or not? By studying the Word for yourself. All right. So, we have many things. My whole point in doing that perhaps was to add just a little bit of confusion to show you how easily in today's system doubt, whether it be through the media of one form or the other or whatever, can put doubt into the minds of your own family and even yourself. So it's very important that you have that deed in hand, and quite frankly, the papyra that this comes from is that deed, because it gives you the wisdom that your Father has placed in it that is non-failing. It will not let you down. Verse 2 of this. For by it what? Faith. Elders obtained a good report. They made this known by sticking with it. They were able to lead the children down through the years and bring them to the position even where we are today. It's a roadmap to peace of mind, to happiness. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, that would throw many people, because through faith in the Word, when it states worlds, plural, we know that it is cosmos from the Greek, and that we're talking about world ages. You know from this word that there was a world age, not a different world, but a world age before this one. That's why we find dinosaur tracks on our documentaries. That's why we find many proofs in the stone of the first earth age in which Satan rebelled and brought about these present day, this present day earth age. Whereby you're here to make a choice, and it's all yours. Nobody's going to force it on you. Do I love my Father, and do I have faith in Him, or do I just kind of want to dawdle along here from one paycheck to the next, just trying to make it. Just get me through it. Our Father doesn't appreciate that either, because it stated you can have understanding. And beloved, the only way you're ever going to have peace of mind is to understand what's going on. You know as well as I that any time you're caught in a predicament, let's say a precarious predicament, and you don't know exactly what the outcome, or did not know it was coming, that you're real edgy for a moment trying to put it all together. Well, this word, His word, gives you understanding of what the next world even brings. And what the conclusion of this one will be. And within that, in your communication with Him, you not only know what to expect, but you know what He expects from you. That you're a can-do type person. That He has something for you. Okay, let's go on. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. In other words, we still teach using that fact, that event, that Cain. You know of that which in the Hebrew tongue is Kenite, the offspring thereof. They still speak as well, as it is written in the Word. And by having faith in the Word, it gives you that absolute, that you kind of know what's going on in the world and wherefrom the trouble originates, at least in general. And you watch, and you observe, and you serve Him in faith, which is the substance, your deed, to know the fact you've got the victory. You have the peace of mind. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What testimony? He had faith. He had faith, and God, inasmuch as death was introduced through Adam, so Abel became the first participant in death of the flesh in the act of murder. But Enoch, in his righteousness, God documented through faith, I have power over death. So he took Enoch, and he was not. In other words, he raised him into the spiritual body. For within your flesh, which our old flesh ages and it withers a little bit, and a lot of people tell me it's a real joy to mature and grow old. Well, maybe in knowledge sometimes, but as far as the flesh is concerned, I haven't convinced myself of that yet. I really haven't. There's too many squeaks, and when you move, it doesn't feel like it used to. You know, when you wake up and a little pain grabs you here or there or yon. But, hey, nothing we can't handle, but I'm saying we've got something better than this, far better. And Enoch was translated, and even now today is with the Father. But he had this witness. What witness? Faith. He was a believer. And beloved, in that belief comes your love to Christ that causes you to be one of those that shall not perish. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe, have faith, would not perish, but have eternal life. So Enoch had it. All right? Verse 6, listen very carefully. But without faith, it is impossible. I'm going to repeat that word. It is impossible to please him, that's to say our Father, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, that sincerely seek him. In other words, that's the basic, and that, my friend, is an absolute. God could not make it any clearer. It's impossible for your prayers to be heard. I'm going to drop the word heard unless you understand what I'm saying in Greek. It's impossible for your prayer to be acted upon. He'll hear it, but he won't act on it. All right? Because what? If he's not pleased, what's he going to do? He's not going to bless you if he's not pleased. And if you doubt him, you have absolutely no right whatsoever to ask him for anything, because you're not a good child of the living God. If you don't believe he exists, you would be a little silly asking him for something anyway. That would be like going out to a fence post and whittling a face on it and asking the fence post to do something for you if you don't believe he exists. It is impossible to please God without faith. That's that inner love, that warmth, that understanding that when you talk to him, that he touches you and you know that you know he is your Father, the creator of your soul, and you feel that warmth and you have that faith. And it pleases him very much. The same if it would please you very much if one of your children comes to you and says, Mommy or Daddy, I love you so much. I really do. I want you to help me with something. You know you're going to do it if it's at all possible, if it's for the benefit of the child. It is impossible to please God. Now, we live in an age of precedence. It's a very confusing age, inasmuch as all decisions are based upon what has been made before. All law is based on precedent. Well, we had this trial back here at so-and-so, Brown versus Wade, and so forth, and boy, they hung it to him, so we're going to hang it to you. Well, now, what I do really doesn't have that much to do with Brown. But that's the precedent. There's no absolute. All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? God's law is absolute. If you do it his way, it's an absolute. Everybody understand. But it's almost as if people hope and wish to confuse people. And the same as you have scripture lawyers which wear robes with cotton. Well, I'm not going to say robes, or you're going to think I'm talking about some particular religion. I'm not. When really all it is a beggar off the street that all he does is stands around and begs for money and gives you precedents and traditions of men. So it is in the courts that a sea lawyer, the main thing he's interested in, a beggar off the street, is the size of your pocketbook. In many cases, there are good people and everything. But you still have no absolutes. Nothing, an absolute that you can stand on that mark, know you're in the place you're supposed to be. That is your right. It is a fact, and you can stand on it without fear of reprisal. In God's Word, you can do that. Unfortunately, in law, in education, in the economy, in this particular age, sorry, we live in a generation of precedents. But that statement, it is impossible to please God without faith, is an absolute. You can rest assured of it, beloved. Let him know. Well, how do I know he's real? Hey, go read Psalms 22. Study the Word. And find that in Psalms 22, when he says in the perfect Hebrew tongue, with the exception of one Aramaic vowel verb, Ela, Ela, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he gives every detail that happened at the foot of the cross on the day of his crucifixion, 1,000 years before it happened. Even the words that would come out of the priest's mouth. Even the fact that the Roman soldiers gambled for his clothing. That's your father's way of treating you like a little child, saying, look here, child. I told you this was going to happen 1,000 years before it did. And that should strengthen your faith. And that's only one out of thousands. And when you study his word, you come to those absolutes. And you know that you know. So again, if there's any one thing you learn today, don't get away from the basics. It is impossible. That means in no way. It cannot happen. It is impossible for you to please God without believing upon him through faith. You're wasting your time otherwise. Okay? So you're either going to have to get serious about your love of your father, or you're just going to have to sit back and think about it a while longer. Okay? That is an absolute. All right? As far as your communicating with him goes. Now, you all know the faith chapter, and we could go all through it. But, and it is basics. Might help you if you did, if it's been a long time. But I'm going to go on to the beginning of the 12th chapter, whereby faith has been sealed. Why do we need faith? Paul tells you in chapter 12, verse 1, and the following 5 verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. What witnesses? The same witness as Enoch, that faith is absolute, that God is real. Let us, this is where Paul speaks colloquial Greek. He uses the word cloud here as he used it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, which means a big covey, a big bunch. Doesn't mean you're going to gather up here in the cloud somewhere, all right? He says it's a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. That's like, hey, let's take our coats off. In other words, we're about to run a foot race is what this amounts to, all right?